The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
So you might have heard the news. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen sealed this massive trade agreement with South America, the so-called Mercosur deal. It's been 25 years in the making. They've been talking about it, or some version of it, and talk of a free trade zone spanning more than 700 million people. But not everybody happy, not all member states happy either. Dennis Drennan is with me. Dennis is president of the ICMSA, the Irish Creamery Milk Suppliers Association. Dennis, what issues have you got with this deal?
Well, look, Kieran, this is a real kick in the teeth. Like, I mean, the European Union is saying that we're, we're in a real global crisis as regards environment, greenhouse gas emissions. The world is heating up, and we need to produce food in a more sustainable way, which we're willing to do, but it obviously comes at a higher cost. You can have cheap food or you can have sustainable food. The two don't marry. So we're willing to sign up to the European regulations as regards how we produce food, but as I said, it comes at a cost. And here we are now with the EU, Ursula von der Leyen going to Brazil and the South American countries, signing up a deal to allow substandard food that is produced without any consideration for environmental standards, biodiversity, climate change, and allowing that into the EU.
So the idea is that you guys now are, or the problem is that you guys are in competition with kind of Brazilian farmers who don't have to kind of meet these costly requirements. So much cheaper for them than to produce the same kilo of beef.
It's not a level playing field. And if you look at, the figures that we got, we were recently in Brussels and met Bridget Missone, head of animal products in meat and dairy of the whole EU Commission. And she gave us the figures. So these are not figures that Dennis Drennan, ICMSA, invented. Like, the EU in the past 30 years has reduced greenhouse gas emissions from farming by 19%. Brazil has increased them by 50%. Methane emissions in the EU in the last 30 years have dropped by 21%. Brazil have increased by 38%. And the most shocking one, nitrous oxide from fertilizer has decreased in the EU by 10% and increased by 549%. Now, I'll repeat it, 549% in Brazil. So that's what we're competing with. We're competing in a very regulated, trying to produce food in the most environmentally sustainable way that's best for the planet, best for the biodiversity, under the EU Green Deal. And then we allow substandard food that's produced with no regard for the environment. We're clearing rainforests by the new time, removing indigenous people. And, how can you compare one with the other?
And is it done and dusted now? I mean, have your kind of objections fallen by the wayside? Has this gotten over the line?
Well, you see, when the Mercosur deal originally originated, this is 20 years ago it started, and this is the level of opposition that has been there that's taken 20 years. It was agreed at that time that it should be ratified in every national parliament. So that would mean every country, every participating country in the EU would have to ratify it in their parliament. But there seems to be some sort of an underhanded deal going on now that Ursula von der Leyen has negotiated that if it's accepted by 15 countries and by 65% of the European population, it'll get across the line.
And will it get across the line? Will there be 15 countries who support it?
You see, one of the biggest objectors to this, along with ourselves, would be France. France, as you know, is in political turmoil at the moment. So we think this is a very opportune scenario that Ursula von der Leyen has trying to sneak this across the line while France is in turmoil.
Germany is supportive of it. I guess she's not meant to be a German politician, but she's a German politician. And they're supportive of this deal.
Well, sure, if you look at what's happened there, the agriculture sector has been sold out for car manufacturers, farmer, tech, finance. That's all Germany is built on. German economy is in disarray at the moment. They need an outlet for their products. And South America is an ample opportunity, but it really is it's the end of the debate within the EU on environmental regulations.
Now, Ireland's an export country when it comes to agri-food, so opening up new markets would often be presented as a good thing. These are new markets for us to sell our dairy products into.
Well, if you look at South America, is pretty much self-sufficient. Argentina is 115% self-sufficient. Uruguay and Brazil, one exports 230,000 tons of product, the other imports 230,000 product. And Paraguay has about seven times its own requirements for milk. These four countries,
they're not going to be desperate for Irish milk and cheese and butter.
In fact, Paraguay are absolutely ecstatic at the the moment with the opportunity that they have to increase their dairy industry, to see this as new markets, high value markets coming on stream for them.
Might it be good, and listen, it might be bad news for you guys, might it be good for the Irish consumer? Will we get cheap South American beef and butter?
Well, if you're happy to start eating food that comes with a much higher environmental footprint, and according to the Brazilians themselves, they cannot guarantee that it's not hormone free, because hormones are widely legal. They're legal in Brazil and they're widely used to give themselves that competitive advantage. So, I mean, you know, we're back to the same. I was listening to your conversation before 5 o'clock there about, you know, people want all these environmental regulations in place to protect the planet, but when it starts hitting their pocket, but when you start eating food that you don't know where it's coming from, there's no traceability, lesser environmental standards, you know, less testing for TB, brucellosis, mad cow disease, all these things. You know, do you really want to eat those things?
You know that Fine Gael in the European Parliament, the Fine Gael MEPs are part of kind of Ursula von der Leyen's party, the EPP. So they're going to be supportive of this, one would imagine, broadly speaking. Well, or are they? Or what soundings are you getting from them?
We've just gone through a general election, as everybody is well aware of. Like, and all the politicians, well, the two main parties that are likely to form the new government, well, actually almost all politicians except for the Social Democrats have said they're going to stand up and say no to the Mercosur deal. So we've already got a request in to meet the Taoiseach at the moment, like, to make sure that they stand by what they promised before the election.
And what then is the job of work, say, at European level? Is it to lobby those other member states so that you can stop it getting over the line?
It's probably a three-way scenario.
The Italians are kind of wavering, are they?
No, they would have their own agri-industry. But look, you're back to car manufacturing again. Europe has kind of fallen behind as regards the whole electric car scenario, and that's why we had this proposed trade war on electric cars between China and Europe once again agriculture was going to get caught in the crosshairs of.
Yeah, anyway, listen, Dennis, thanks a million for coming in to us. Dennis Drennan is the president of the ICMSA, the Irish Creamery Milk Suppliers Association.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.